Missourians are bracing for a big winter storm. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Blizzard warnings posted in parts of Wyoming, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and northern Wisconsin. A winter storms warning stretches from northern Idaho south to Arizona as far east as Michigan. The upper Midwest is likely to take the brunt of it. Moisture from the Gulf of Mexico meeting with a frigid mass of Arctic air. Fox Weather winter storm specialist Tom Nizzle says this is close to a perfect storm.
Yeah, this is a perfect setup. The dynamics in the atmosphere are all coming together in the right place at right time, or I could say wrong place and wrong time. But when they do, the whole is often greater than the sum of the parts. The impacts are really going to be accentuated across this area.
Minneapolis is forecast to get more than 2 feet of snow between now and Thursday. Vladimir Putin announcing Tuesday he is suspending Russia's participation in a nuclear weapons treaty with the U.S.
New START is the last remaining post-Cold War U.S.-Russia arms control treaty. Experts have warned it has been on life support for some time, giving U.S. inspectors limited visibility into Russia's nuclear arsenal. Putin canceled talks designed to revive the treaty last year, barring warhead and missile inspections. Both sides have accused each other of violating the treaty, which sets limits to the amount of nuclear weapons each side can field.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. President Biden did not mention Putin's treaty decision when he spoke in Warsaw Tuesday, but he did speak of Russian aggression in Ukraine.
The United States and the nations of Europe do not seek to control or destroy Russia. The West was not plotting to attack Russia, as Putin said today. And millions of Russian citizens who only want to live in peace with their neighbors are not the enemy.
The president said Putin could end the war by simply withdrawing. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow plunged 697 points. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine visited East Palestine, Ohio Tuesday and drank the tap water at a resident's home to show it's safe.
We're going to continue to test that, the Ohio EPA, every single week, and just to make sure and give, frankly, to give people assurance that it's okay.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan took a big sip of water as well and said the government has ordered Norfolk Southern Railroad to pay for the entire cost of cleaning up from the toxic train derailments.
We're going to push them to do it right. And to do it as quickly as possible and do it as transparently as possible. It's important that the community understands what's happening in their backyard. And rest assured, we're going to hold Norfolk Southern accountable.
Former President Trump will visit the town on Wednesday. The Biden administration says it will deny asylum to most migrants who show up at the southern border who didn't first seek asylum in a country through which they passed to get to the U.S. The Trump administration announced a similar plan, but was blocked by legal action. After oral arguments Tuesday, the U.S. Supreme Court seems unlikely to make changes in a federal internet content liability law.
At issue, Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act, which shields social media companies from lawsuits based on what is posted and shared on third-party websites and platforms. In 2015, 23-year-old Noemi Gonzalez, an American college student visiting Paris, was killed in an ISIS attack. Her family sued Google, Facebook, and Twitter, arguing all three recommended to their users extremist content from ISIS-related groups. The family argues an algorithm to send content to users was not protected by Section 230. In court, the justices pressed lawyers to differentiate between whether big tech was recommending or providing harmful content online.
Fox's David Spunt reports Justice Elena Kagan asked, isn't it Congress's responsibility to make changes in that law? I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.